podcast.
Welcome to the podcast for the Bobcat Beat. We are excited to be here. My name is Emma Smith.
My name is Amber Ibarra. So Emma, how was your day?
I've been pretty good. How are you?
That's good. I've been pretty good too. I was super tired last night because I worked free cone day at Dairy Queen. Probably took like over 400 orders.
Oh brother, that's a lot. Are you excited for the dance tonight?
Wait.
Okay. Today we have Ricarda and we also have Joelle, and we're going to let the cat out of the bag and introduce them. Well, I just introduced them.
So you guys walk in.
Oh.
So you guys go ahead. Interesting. Give them a high five, whatever you
want to
do.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Oh. Not bad?
Oh.
Alrighty.
Well. All right, well, thanks for coming on to the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
So these are some of our international students. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Berlin, Germany.
And where are you from?
I'm from Panama. Panama.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, I guess let's get to know you guys. So what are some like favorite things that you guys like to do when you were back at your hometown?
I'll say probably just going into town, like hanging out with friends, just like sitting. We have a river in Berlin. We just like to sit next to it and like eat and drink. It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool. How about you?
I used to go to the beach really often.
Do you live near the beach?
It's pretty close, yeah, like 40 minutes away, 2 hours. You can go to a lot of different beaches.
Oh, are there a lot of beaches in Panama?
Yeah. Because you know, like, we're like a little snake connects the two continents. No, the two South and North America.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Isn't, Panama right next to Mexico, I believe?
No.
No? Okay, I got that wrong.
That's all right. Yeah, so I usually went to the beach or just hang out everywhere.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a big city.
Do you like the big city? Like, just the city in general?
I mean, I'm used to it, so it's pretty cool. Okay. There's a lot to do, so.
So is Rexburg kind of small then?
Yes.
Yeah, Rexburg is kind of small.
It's really small.
It's really small.
Yeah, especially compared to most, but.
All right. What do you guys like to do for, like, any fun family traditions?
We celebrate Christmas, like, really big. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, we, like, well, it's probably, like, the same amount of like celebrating you guys do here, but we always like sing before we open presents.
Oh, that's interesting. Like,
yeah, it's so awesome.
What's your favorite Christmas song to sing?
There's probably Holy Night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. Have you experienced an American Christmas yet?
Yes, I have.
How are they different?
Well, we like put like some stuff on like chairs the night before. And then on Christmas morning, Santa came. So he just, like, we, like, woke up. And we celebrate Christmas, like, on the 24th in Germany. Mm-hmm. Like, the evening of the 24th. Mm-hmm. And here it's, like, in the morning. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. I like that.
That's awesome.
What do you like better, in the morning or at night?
I don't know. I think both is, like, super cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I just like that it's dark in the night.
That'd be nice. How about you?
I don't really. Wait, what was the question?
Oh, any kind of like family traditions? Like, what's your favorite?
We don't really have a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any like fun holidays you guys celebrate in Panama?
I mean, we have a lot more holidays.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite Panama holiday?
You know, like the carnivals from Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, we do something similar, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Of course,
that's awesome.
Not as big, because Brazil is huge, but like, still.
Just
same.
All of Brazil.
Yeah, it's insane. But like, yeah, we do that in Panama, and there's a lot.
Is it a very fun time of year?
Yeah, you see a lot of drunk people.
Oh, no.
the only issue, but that's just like how the country is, so it's all
right. Okay, is Panama right next to Brazil?
No,
I don't. Guys, I don't know my geography apparently.
No, don't worry. Panama is between Colombia and Costa Rica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I looked up a picture a couple days ago. I was like, where is it?
Yeah, it's like, real small.
Coming here to Rexburg, is there like anything you guys like to do for fun here in Rexburg now that it's different?
Honestly, just like hanging out with friends, going probably to Fat Cats because that's like the one like thing you can actually do. And then. Yeah, probably just hanging out with friends, going, like, we went as a family, we went to Yellowstone. That was really fun.
Oh, okay.
Did you like
just,
it?
Yeah, just all of the national parks.
Did you
parks.
See like the Great Geyser?
Yes, it was like it's just so impressive, mm-hmm. and that's it's just awesome.
That's true.
Especially like coming from a big city, you don't see this amount of like
nature?
Landscape and nature. Yeah,
yeah,
it's so
amazing.
Awesome.
I mean, yes, there's pretty much nothing to do.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The most exciting thing that I've done is going to Idaho Falls for KFC.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Do you like KFC?
I love KFC. It's my favorite restaurant. So, yeah, like, you can mostly just do sports or music, something related to that.
Do you play any sports?
You played football, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
like
in the football
soccer
team.
Football or like,
no, like
American football?
American football.
Okay.
And I'm also like now in the tennis team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm on JV though. I don't know how to play.
Oh, okay.
Like, I really don't. And I'm also, I like volleyball. I have some tryouts in Idaho Falls.
Ooh, are you doing the
I fell asleep.
Powder buff?
Oh. Yeah.
You're doing powder buff,
next
right?
week.
That's
you should
awesome.
Go.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah, there you go.
So it's pretty fun. So yeah, that's.
Do you guys got any like hidden talents you want people to know about you guys? Something you don't think people would typically know?
I don't know. I just pop every like joint.
Oh, do you?
Every joint okay. in my body. It's really bad.
I was waiting for something gross. Okay.
Yeah, no, I just had to think about what this part of like.
You're like, is this an elbow?
Two bones is called.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. A lot of people don't know I'm left-handed.
Oh, really?
And every time that comes up, it's just, I don't know. It's just like a fun fact, I guess.
You're like, hey, guys, look, I'm left-handed.
See? He didn't know.
I mean, I didn't know you were left-handed either.
Yeah.
I mean, you look right-handed, so.
I didn't know people could look right-handed. Okay.
How about you? That's got awesome. Any hidden talents?
I don't think so. Like, I can do a lot of things, different
right.
things.
What's something, like, you wish somebody knew about you, maybe?
Got, like, any secrets?
Any secrets, Joelle?
Of course I have. Well, like,
all right, well, we want them.
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not, you don't want to know.
Okay. They're hidden secrets.
So, I mean, I don't know. I like talking to people, so.
That's awesome.
I also love talking to people.
You can talk to me whenever you want.
Yeah, all right, I'll talk to you in government class then.
Okay.
I'll, like, lean over and be like, hey, Jamel, I'm bored.
Jamel?
Or Jamel. I keep getting your name wrong.
Good luck. With Mr. Stewart, you might get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
A little scary there,
something.
But.
How do you say your name again? I keep forgetting it. I've sat next to you this entire trimester, still don't know it apparently.
It's Joelle.
Joelle, there
yeah.
we go. I'm just going to call him the wrong thing for the rest of existence.
That's all right. You can say whatever you want.
Just to feel like, oh, it's Amber.
I mean,
she's
of course, like,
me.
Just make sure that I hear you because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I really want you guys to think about. What's, like, the craziest thing that's happened to you since you've moved here to Rexburg?
Think really hard about this. Or something that you guys just, like, really thought was cool.
Like, cool or crazy?
Like, crazy,
like that's two
crazy,
different
crazy
things
how?
Here.
Something.
Like,
let's just do, like, something that stands out more, because I guess it could be anything, just, like...
Yeah, crazy good or crazy bad or crazy
either
unexpected.
One.
I mean,
ooh,
either
unexpected
one.
Is always fun,
well,
but...
Well, we went camping.
Ooh. Is it different from camping in Germany?
Oh,
well,
I've
never been camping in Germany.
You've never been camping?
No, but I was just... Okay, I was reading my book in my hammock,
mm-hmm.
and I just heard gunshots.
Oh.
And I was like... That's so weird to me, because it's
like,
I was just reading
attack?
My book, and I hear gunshots. So I was like, I like took a video. I was like, oh, the most normal day in America, just reading a book in my hammock, hearing
yeah, welcome to America.
Gunshots. And I
You're
still
like,
have that video.
Am I under attack?
It's like, it's pretty funny. Yeah, that was like kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but also like, that's just America. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, we do have our guns. Second
yep.
Amendment.
We have a lot of guns. That's
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I, like, on August, I think, no, October, It was like the first time I saw snow.
Oh, really?
It was crazy.
You were telling me about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I personally despise snow for burning passion. If only my passion of snow could melt the snow.
Yeah, no, like, it was something because I, the only, like, mm-hmm. how do you say, season that I knew was summer.
Oh, you just lived in permanent summer. I mean, yeah, sounds good to me.
Like, the whole year, really hot.
Mm. So it's a
stark I see, like,
change.
The leaves changing color, I was like, whoa.
How do you feel about it, still having snow?
Yeah, I never even asked you about that. Wasn't I? I was the one who took you out and threw snowballs at you.
Yeah.
So, what did you even think about that?
You're like,
because it was cold. I know that.
I mean, it was. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it because, like, you know, you can see it on videos and stuff.
Mm. Like, yeah, I know how it feels because I was from California originally, and then I moved to Ohio when I was little, and I saw snow for the first time. I was like, ooh. And then I forgot what snow it felt like for a while, and then I came here.
Yeah.
And we tried making snowmen. It's so much harder than you would think.
I know. Mm. I tried, and I don't. I won't do it again.
Same.
What else? Yeah. So that was crazy for me.
Yeah, that's really cool. And they're really long, like very very long. So good luck.
Yeah, and it's been cold lately.
Yeah, in Germany, we get snow like twice a year.
Really?
And it's like this much snow and it melts in like 2 hours, so I really like snow, but I'm kind of like getting tired of it.
Yeah. Yep, it seems to never want to go away, but
spring.
I almost died driving because of snow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but you said you almost died driving?
Yeah, my brother he was taking me to school and he did a 360.
That would be scary.
And I got scared.
Hey, was it your first like drifting experience then?
No, I've drifted and, you know, drive, but like never in snow. So
okay,
We didn't really have control of what we were doing, so it was scary.
Yeah,
that would be very scary.
It is.
So what's the guys like the biggest culture shock you guys have experienced coming here?
Probably like the amount of soda you guys drink.
That's not normal.
Like the biggest like. Okay, like the what's like the what's the smallest size? It's like
this is
20
like
ounce or 20
size.
Whatever. Like the 24 ounce.
I don't know. I only get the big ones.
The 24 ounce is like the biggest size you can get in Germany. Like
really?
It doesn't go further than that, and it's just like it's crazy because you guys always drink like the 32 ounce or like
the
48 ounce.
Yeah,
48. That's just crazy.
What do you think of everyone drinking like energy drinks all the time?
Yeah, that's also like. Crazy.
I'm just, 6 a day.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, like, that's going to make you sick. Like,
all right.
Please, just don't do it. Because I love drinking water.
That's good.
So, yeah.
You're scared for them. You're like, they're going to die.
Yeah, but I really like soda. Like, yeah. But just the amount of soda.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's... It's a lot of soda.
It's true.
And, I mean, I don't know, maybe the people is different. Way different.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, really?
The language also. I struggle. My friends know that. My English is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't say like half of the things that I think because usually when in my language I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So it's more funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like I have to think what I say so it's not as funny as it would be.
Yeah, that's I struggle with that too because it's super funny in German.
Yeah.
And then I think about it and then I like.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I tell it to people and they're like, it's not funny. I'm like, yes, it is.
Yes.
Like, I promise.
Yeah, it's in German, so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of like the high school, have you guys seen anything like really weird? Like, what's the weirdest thing you've seen here in Madison High School?
Honestly, like the people walking around with like cat ears.
Have you seen the elf ears?
No, I have not seen those yet. I hope I never will.
I don't wanna. Be mean to nobody.
You're good.
So I'm just gonna say.
Good.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like there's interesting people.
Are some interesting people, but no.
Some different people.
Most of them are nice, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I haven't talked to them. I probably won't.
You're scared of them.
I'm not scared, and I'm not sorry. So.
They're interesting.
Yeah, I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
It could be that.
That makes sense.
You see the people with, like, all those bracelets?
I'm not going to say anything. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You guys got any, so either you staying with, like, exchange, like, families and stuff?
You're what? Sorry.
So, you know how, like, you guys came here? Are you staying with, like people, like, exchange families? Host family, that's what the word is called.
I am.
Okay, you got any, like, juicy stories or, like, how are they?
They're just, like, they're actually the best people in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've, like, been through some hard things since I've been here. They're just, like, always there for me, like, always make sure I'm feeling good. And yeah, it's just been actually really good. And we went camping, we went to like the national parks. We're gonna go to another national park during spring break.
You're gonna see all the national parks.
Yes. And I just love nature, so that's like awesome. And like when I got the host family application, I just like looked through it and everything was like the same as like I would like imagine a host family.
Aww.
Yeah. Really it was really awesome. I really get along well with my host sister and my host brothers.
Aww.
Like all my host sisters and host brothers and also the parents.
That's good. That's
really
good.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. It's
Ricardo,
awesome.
We love her.
I hope so.
Right. Well, I'm here with my mom and my family, so.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much the same.
So they've been going through all the experiences of coming to America with you?
I mean, kind of, because I'm, you know, like, my brother is in college.
Oh, okay.
And he was here before us, so he's like,
okay, so did you come first, and then he was like, you guys should come over here, I'm lonely.
No, we just, I don't know, actually. I think I moved here because of my grandparents, but I don't know why we moved.
Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Why to Rexburg?
Yeah, Rexburg was a, it was a choice.
And you guys have, like, a big family, and your mom just had a daughter, too, right? Yeah, how's that going?
Well, she's, the baby's fine.
She's
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't interacted much with her because what I'm going to do, like...
Be like, hi, I'm your older brother. Nice to meet you.
I feel her, and that's all I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And my dog is loving the snow, though. Like, I have a husky. Yeah. So, yeah, he's having fun. Like, the only one in my family. Who's having fun?
In the snow.
In the winter, yeah.
That's amazing. Bread for the cold.
It's been a long winter.
So long.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. What was your thought process on moving here?
Well,
thought process. Like, what did you think when you were moving here? Like, did you know you were moving here by the time you did?
It was like, so I was feeling, what, May something. And then my parents told me, like, 2 weeks, no, 1 month before moving, hey, we're leaving. And I said, like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
And, yeah, they said, like, we were going with my grandparents.
Okay.
So now we are with my grandparents, as they said. And, yeah, first I wanted, like, I was going to study in Idaho Falls. But, yeah, I ended up here in Rexburg.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I mean, we like your company.
Thank you.
I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, I've just, like, always just been wanting to do an exchange year.
Okay.
Like, for, like, 3 years or something. And then I kind of, like, wasn't sure about it because I was super scared to, like, leave my friends behind and, like...
It's very powerful.
Because I also have to retake a year of school when I go back. So I'm in school a year, like, 1 more year.
Oh,
no, actually 2 more years, but I would only have 1 more year if I stayed. But then I just, like, submitted my application, and I just did it. So
that's good.
Yeah. And I just really, like, I've, you know, you've seen all the high school movies and stuff. I just...
It is the same.
I feel like it's actually, like, pretty close. Like, it's come pretty...
It is literally
yeah.
the same.
It's awesome.
Like, you guys are not real.
Yeah, you guys are not real.
It's like a small bubble. Of
We're actually phantoms, you know.
Like an American high school musical.
It's a big change, yeah.
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 Okay, so the first one. What is dating like moving from where you lived, like in your hometown, to here?
Yeah, like,
okay,
is it different feeling?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, just like...
What are the standards? Is it different from how you would date in, like, Panama or Germany than here in Idaho?
Like, how you fit with somebody?
I don't.
You don't date?
He's got no love life.
Okay, no, yes, no. I haven't tried anything because something happened.
Oh, no. What happened?
I. something.
Was it embarrassing?
Nah. Yeah, yes. So, yeah, I haven't tried anything here. Because I'm also, like, moving mm-hmm. pretty soon.
Oh, okay. So, where are you going?
College.
Oh, like, okay.
Probably BYU, Utah, or...
Is it Provo?
Or Utah State, or...
Somewhere in Utah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Florida.
Oh, okay. It's going to be warm now.
You never know, like... But, yeah, in Panama, it was... For me, it was easier. Because, you know, like... Mm-hmm. What you say is kind of important.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And I... Let's say I don't express really well in English.
Mm-hmm. That's so hard.
I've said a lot of not really smart things.
No, you sound smart enough to me.
I struggle with women.
I'm afraid. You have three women right here.
Yeah, but I'm scared of them.
We're terrifying.
Well, honestly, like, just first coming here, like, nobody knows you. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, really hard to get into that. But I feel like boys are a lot more confident here, like asking you out, actually. Yeah. And then, like, dances and stuff, like, they just ask. Like, they don't mm-hmm. really care about it, or, like, they're scared or something. And then I feel like just everyone's, like, been on a date with everyone. Like,
everyone, yeah. There is cousins with everyone.
That too, yeah.
I think that's worse.
I saw the people's family tree. They're all cousins. That's crazy.
Yeah, my parents are 11 cousins once removed.
But I also feel like boys here are like more like mature, and they kind of know what to do on dates, like open the door and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's like.
Take notes, Joelle.
I think it's better here, actually. So.
Well, in my experience, I've seen people.
Oh yeah.
Like.
Bad memories. You can see them flashing.
I mean, of course, like in Panama, there's a lot of people. Like, you can see everything, but. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're more chill.
Okay. More chill.
Yeah. We know how to manage the situation. Mm. Something.
Are people too dramatic here?
You're cold.
Oh, we're cold.
Well, you're from Germany, so you're also cold. Cold? Oh. Like Europeans and Americans, like English speakers are.
No, I'm not mean.
No,
not
don't
cold.
Mean like.
No, you're nice.
Like, no, you're nice. Everyone here is nice, but it's not the same. Spanish-speaking mm-hmm. people, we are more...
Yeah, people are shy here.
We're more, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, we talk a lot more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. I want to answer that one question.
Oh, yes. The one about, yeah.
Discrimination.
Like, moving from Germany, like, do you see any, like, discrimination, or have you, like, been through anything, like...
Like, not, like, discrimination, because I feel like you can't really discriminate, like, Germans, because, you know, they've done a lot worse stuff. But, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, people will come up to you here and just, like, start doing, like, the Hitler salute. That's, like, crazy to me, because it's illegal in Germany.
Oh, no. It's illegal?
Yeah, you can get in jail if you do it in the street.
Yeah, you go to jail.
That's crazy.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, but, oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, it was amazing having you guys here and getting to know you.
It was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for,
thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming. All right, guys, thanks for listening to us talk. This was the Thought of Cat B, and we appreciate you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Bye.
Would you guys like to sign our beautiful wall?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.